Welcome back out to the Brew Kettle in Amherst for a high school football coaches preview show. Having all kinds of fun here. A couple of coaches already in the books, and we've got many more to go. There will be 17 before it's all said and done here tonight. We'll be here out of the patio at the Brew Kettle in Amherst until 9 o'clock tonight. Andy Bolbart's with you. Jared Kozar, on-site engineer. And we've got Steve Bailey back in studio control as well. Well, the opening hour of this show kind of has an SW theme to it, SWC theme to it, so we'll keep that going as we welcome in Amherst head coach Mike Passarello. Coach Passarello, great to have you on. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Well, we had your athletic director, Casey Wolf, on with us a little bit earlier, and he was telling us that in the conversations you had with him, he said you guys have had some very spirited practices so far.
Yeah, we've had some spirited practices. I think the kids are just happy to get out there and be on the football field. And we're going through the guidelines, and we're taking step by step. And, tomorrow will be our first day in full pads, and then Wednesday will be our first day of hitting. So I think it's a buildup of ready to roll.
So what's practice been like for you guys so far? Obviously pretty spirited. Seems like the kids are really excited to get out there. But how different has it been for you guys with all these different protocol in play?
It's been different. The players are doing a great job with it, though. They're doing what they need to do, and they understand that for us to be able to play, they have to take care of their part, too. As far as practices, there's been some good things that we've been able to see as a coaching staff, for one. Even though we cannot do two-a-days this year, it's gone very well with the three-hour practices for us, and we've been able to get a lot in, and everybody's getting reps. So that's been a good thing, allowing the kids to recover, especially playing in the tough conference that we're in.
Well, no doubt about that. We'll come back around to that tough conference you play in here in just a few moments, but you guys have a lot coming back. At a 7-win team from a season ago, you went 7-3 overall, and you have a lot of guys coming back on offense, 8 altogether. Let's start with that Weatherspoon duo. What about Ty and Torrey kind of stand out to you?
Well, I mean, they got some great experience last year. Torrey was a sophomore, got thrown into the mix. Ty, first year coming back from football, from junior high, and I think they really got some great experience, and they've already shown that they're more comfortable this year in the offense and understanding the small details, and they're doing a great job, and really expect them to have an explosive year.
What was interesting about you guys last year was you were coming off of not necessarily just a season, but really it kind of felt like an era with Kennedy Scaglioso. A lot of your offense kind of ran through him, and certainly we all know why. But last year, you guys seemed like you got even better from that previous season. And this is, correct me if I'm wrong, year number 4 for you at the helm of Amherst?
Yep.
How has this program changed and improved since you took over?
Well, I think we're still continuing to build the culture, and I think the players each year more and more are buying into it. Last year they were able to see that 7-win season, and, I think it helped with us being able to just play more as a team. Kennedy was a great football player and probably will go down as one of the best in school history. And, going into last year and looking at our personnel, we just knew that we had to spread the ball around more, and that allowed us to be more successful, within last year.
Again, we're speaking with Amherst head coach Mike Passarello here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for the high school football coaches preview show. Coach, this defense looks pretty stout as well. You guys returned 5 on that side of the ball, including Lavelle Gibson, who's coming off a great season.
Yeah, Lavelle is one of our big-time leaders. Our defense really did a great job last year. They really carried us for a while as we got our offense jump-started. At times offensively we struggled, and our defense was steady all year long, and Lavelle was a key part of that. Lavelle has got a couple D2 offers, and he's really working hard and really is one of those players that would be devastated if we don't have a season this year.
Well, fitting that you guys have a kid named Alden Steele going to Steele High School. So we've got to talk about Alden Steele. What makes him stand out?
Alden is a big playmaker. He is somebody in the secondary that just breaks on the ball like I haven't seen too many people do it. He is somebody that is always in the right position, and he was our other leader on defense last year, this year he's going to play more of a role on offense too. So he's going to be somebody that's going both ways. But again, when you think of Alden, you think playmaker, you think somebody that is a hitter and somebody that's always in the right position.
Well, we've got to talk about some of the newcomers. Although Jonathan West isn't necessarily a newcomer. He's contributed for you before, but he's coming off of an injury. What are the expectations with him this season?
Well, I think Johnny has done a great job of taking care of his rehab, and he is now full go. With Johnny's injury, Torrey was thrown into the mix a little bit earlier than what we were going to think. And those two we were hoping were going to be the two-headed monsters. And now this year we're hoping that that's the case. And Johnny has done a great job of being on the field with Torrey, and they've done a great job of working together. They're kind of playing multiple positions, and they're both playmakers that we want to get the ball in space to.
Well, and it seems like they should have a little bit more room to operate because you guys have four coming back on that offensive line. What do you like about that group?
You know, the biggest thing is they may not be the tallest, they may not be the biggest, but they work together. They're a really, really tight group, and we're trying to find that fifth lineman because they're just that tight group that they want to know who that fifth lineman is. They're really trying to do everything they can. This is probably the first year in a very long time that four out of five are coming back. We're going to really rely heavily on them. They did a great job with pass protection, and they're going to do an even better job this year in the run game.
Tyler Bresina, back as your signal caller as well. What are some things that you've seen from him as far as improvement goes with this next year as a full-time starter?
You know, the biggest thing I've seen is him being more comfortable in the pass game with his reads. He's been more comfortable in the pocket. He's been more comfortable taking what the defense has given us and not forcing things. Really expecting him to take the next step this year after 10 games under his belt. And, we're talking always about, getting that completion percentage up. And so far throughout our practices, he's done a great job with that.
Now, this is always a tough question because I think if we had the answer to this, it would be plastered all over the wall. But for you guys, you're coming off of a few very good seasons. Last year, much like the year before, narrowly missed out on an opportunity to get to the playoffs. Now, that's not necessarily the case this year because everybody will be going in as long as everything goes the way we hope that it will go after six regular season games. Taking that next step as a program, is there something that you can see throughout the course of the year or maybe early on where we're at right now with some of your training camps? Is there something you can see with this group that really has you confident in believing that, yeah, we're ready to take that next step?
You know, you can see the hunger in them. They, the first time we went in helmets and shoulder pads, you could see we lined up a 11-on-11. You could see a lot of pent-up energy. And first time we snapped the ball, and it was like, whoa, here we go. And the senior class is very tight-knit overall, but we have a junior class to complement it with some sophomores. And as of right now, the big thing that I could see why – and hopefully that we can take the next step is they're hungry and they want to be that class to do it.
And it's a really interesting class. You talked about it. I mean, eight coming back on offense, five coming back on defense, and we can't forget about special teams either. You've got your kicker coming back too, Adam Henderson. What are some things that stand out about him?
He's coming back for his third year, and again, you're just seeing more growth each year from him. Adam's done a great job, and he's going to handle all kicking duties this year. Last year he did a lot of the PAT field goal. We had another kicker also do our kickoff team. But Adam was nursing a little bit of an injury last year, and he's full go. He's full swing, and every day he's been out there working on his game, and we're excited to see it.
You've talked about the experience a couple times already, and I just don't think that we can overstate just how important that is. And in your mind, you mentioned before, your fourth year at Amherst, you've been coaching for a long time. How much does that kind of experience mean, especially going into a season like this with all kinds of uncertainty?
It's huge because as soon as you show up, you're playing. There's no getting your feet wet. There's no being starstruck. I mean, we're going to show up. Our pregame will be shortened. Our season right now is shortened. Everything, there is no time for any of that to happen, and it helps coming back with an experienced team.
Good stuff. Well, Coach Passarello, as always, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks for stopping by. We're kind of out here in your backyard here in Amherst, so
yeah.
Certainly enjoy having you on, and best of luck to you guys this season.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach.